the power of the stars and the moon goddess herself. The spell is undone. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. Oh, a dream? What kind of dream? Me? Really? I hope it was a good dream. Oh, whispering, okay? You are actually awake. You heard that. I can explain. I can't really explain. What did you hear? Yeah. It was a spell. I know. I promised never to use magic on you. The problem with that promise is that I was already using magic on you when I made it. So technically didn't count. I'm sorry. Semantics. Okay. I put a spell on you months ago to make you want me. it was only supposed to be for a short period of time. It wasn't supposed to be this long. It wasn't supposed to be this intense. And the spell I chose was one that I picked because it gave you free will and everything else. You could still live your life. You could still work and have friends and enjoy the things that you enjoy. You would just want me to. And it seemed like a good idea at the time. Why? I was really hoping you wouldn't ask me that. Okay. Are you sure you want to know this? Desperate. No, it wasn't because I was just desperate. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all. I thought you were attractive, and you were always very nice to me, and we had a cordial relationship. We were acquaintances, and yeah, but it was nothing like that. I may as well just tell you. I don't know what I have to lose now. Okay. Our families had business dealings, right? That's how we met. It was when our fathers were looking at merging the businesses. And they finalized the deal. And all of a sudden, these men showed up at my father's shop and told him he was no longer welcome there. They told him if they ever came back, they would be killed. My father was devastated, angry at first, but devastated. Your father had written some clause into the contract that if certain profits weren't made by a certain time, he would retain 100% ownership of both businesses. And it was not clearly disclosed to my family. So, we lost everything. And shortly thereafter, my father died, yes. You were there for that. I mean, you saw, as the son of his former business partner, you saw that. You were at the funeral. You watched my mother fall apart. You watched my little sisters beg at his coffin for him to come back. You watched my brother stand there stoically, trying to hold it all together, knowing that he was the man of the house now, at 15 years old. Because even though I'm the oldest, he's the only man. You watched it all. You saw it all. So, I had no way to do anything about it. I couldn't help my family. My brother went to work. He quit school. My mother got increasingly sick. Wasn't really an illness, it was a broken heart. Hysteria. Depression. The doctor gave her brew after brew after brew, and nothing worked. And one day, she called me into my father's room, his study, and she handed me a book. And she said that the world was not a just place, especially for women. And that sometimes we had to take matters into our own hands, and that she was too weak, and that her magic was not going to do the job. But mine was just beginning to blossom, just beginning to show. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I didn't know I had magic. I didn't know what magic was outside of storybooks and fairy tales. So she taught me. She began to teach me her ways, the ways of her coven, the ways of my coven. And before long, I was able to work every spell in that book, and competently. And you know what fueled me? Do you know what pushed me to get better and to try harder every time I failed? Revenge. See, that's why my mother taught me these things. It's why she wanted me to know how to use that book, because she knew there would be some way for me to avenge my father in that book. There would be something in there that would let me make it right. And then one day, I was picking my brother up from work at what used to be our shop, because your father had taken pity on him, of course, and offered his poor business partner's son a job sweeping floors, cleaning toilets. And there you were. Beautiful, radiant, strong, gifted, and the absolute jewel of your father's eye, just like I'd been of mine. And having been familiar with the book, I knew exactly what I had to do. Your father talked about you getting married someday to some well-to-do heiress who would improve his business prospects by tying your family to one of even greater fortune. But what would happen if his only son, if his prized possession, really, fell in love with the poor merchant's daughter? That would be the ultimate humiliation. Wouldn't it? Well, in his mind, it would. So that's what I did. I cast the spell. And I came back to the shop to pick up my brother after work every day for 2 weeks. And on the 14th day, you noticed me. And that was the end. When I started this, I had only intended to continue it as long as it took for your father to be miserable. And that didn't take very long. He was livid when you brought me home. And when you told him that we were going to be together. It drove him mad. And the very well-off gentleman that he had been courting, whose rather unpleasant daughter had her eye on you, went away. And he had to close a couple of his own shops because he didn't have the money to keep them going anymore. Because his saving grace, the marriage of his son to the daughter of a man of such great fortune, was not going to happen now because of me. Like I said, didn't take long. And I should have let you go then. I should have broken the spell and let you have your life back. But you were kind. And you were gentle. You're a terrific lover. And it felt good to have somebody care about me for a change. To take care of me. Because since my father died, my mother was twisted. And all she cared about was revenge and not much else. And being the oldest, I'm the one that takes care of everybody else. So all of a sudden, I had this wonderful man who doted on me, who thought I hung the moon, who made my body sing with pleasure, who made sure my every whim was taken care of. And selfishly, I didn't want to give that up. And I knew as soon as the spell was broken, that's what would happen. So I didn't. I kept you. I selfishly reinforced the spell and kept you all for myself. And I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry that I did that. That I was so selfish that way. I'm sorry that I used you to get back at your father. I'm sorry that I took away your ability to choose who you wanted to be with. That wasn't fair to you. And I understand if you hate me. I understand if you never want to see me again. You don't have to. What? Why? Why did I break the spell? I guess that's an understandable question. Why, after all these months, did I finally decide to let you go? I don't know if that answer's gonna help anything. Does it really matter? I mean, all that really matters now is that you're free. You can go. It matters. Of course you're gonna say that. Okay, you know, the other morning, when I was gathering eggs from the chicken coop, and you were getting milk from the cows, and we came into the kitchen, and we were just going about our regular daily routine. Nothing special. I looked over at you. I don't know what made me look. But you were concentrating. You were concentrating so hard on getting the milk into the jugs properly so you didn't spill it. And your face was all twisted in concentration, and your brow was furrowed, and you were absolutely stunning. And I realized in that moment that I'd fallen in love with you. The one thing I was not supposed to do, I did. And in the very next moment, my heart broke. Because I became all too aware of the fact that you were with me because of a spell, and not because you wanted to be. And then the guilt started, because I cared so much about you, and I had done such a horrible, horrible thing to you. And I couldn't live with that. So I went to the book, and I found the right spell, and I figured out how to do it. And here we are. I owe it to you to give you the freedom to choose your life. And that's what I wanted to do. So while I will never forget our time together, I will always cherish it. I also know that it was false. And I understand if you don't want to remember it. I understand if you never want to see me again. I'd probably feel the same in your shoes. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. What? What do you mean you've known for weeks? Wait, I'm sorry, I don't understand. You found the book. But I had hidden it. Well, I should have known you'd be too clever for that. I mean, under the mattress is a silly place to hide something, but I should have known that you're sweet enough to make sure that my bed is looked after so that I'm comfortable. So you would rotate the mattress and make sure that it was good for me. But wait, if you knew, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you leave? According to the book, the knowledge of the spell will break the spell. Only its secrecy reinforces it. So, as soon as the subject becomes aware of that particular spell, it no longer works. That means you've known the last few weeks, which means you haven't been here under a spell. What? I'm so confused. You read the rest of the book. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, there's some pretty ugly spells in there. Things that you really have to not like a person to want to use them on those people. But, what? I could have used it on you, yes. I could have. Well, wait. No, of course I wouldn't do anything to humiliate you. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. That was never the intention. I didn't want to bring actual harm, and that's why I chose a spell that gave you free will in everything else. I didn't want to disrupt your life. As much as possible, anyway. I'm so sorry. But well, I'm glad you think so. I'm glad that you still think, after all this, that I'm a good person. Because I have serious doubts some days. I don't believe this. I feel like I'm missing something, or that this is somehow a trick, some sort of payback for doing this to you in the first place. How can you not be livid over this? I would be. How can you not hate me? I essentially forced you into a relationship for the last several months. I forced you to be with me. I took away your ability to choose. That's not okay.
What?
Did you just say he had it coming? Okay, now I'm really confused. I thought your father was your idol. What? He's not. You hate him as much as I do. Oh my goodness. Now I'm really confused. Did you play with the spells in my book? Is that why you're making no sense? Because this is all so much to take in right now. I do hate him for what he did to my father, to my family. But I didn't expect that you would hate him. I never in a million years thought you would. What do you mean, think about it? What am I... Oh. I get it. Your father was doing the same thing I did. He was taking away your free will by making you marry that heiress. He made the decision for you. But instead of it being a spell, he just forced you into it. Because he was your father. I get it. And yet you hate him and you don't hate me. That makes no sense. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is the difference. I do love you enough to let you go. I guess he doesn't. I would never hurt you, or humiliate you, or make you do anything that you weren't comfortable with. Even our physical relationship was not something that was actually part of the spell. Those were decisions that your body and your mind were allowed to make on your own. Only the emotional part, the infatuation, the crush. That was the spell. It was not a sex spell. It was a love spell. And the rest of it had to come from you to happen. I mean, I didn't want to be forcing you to do that against your will. That wouldn't have been okay. But I mean, people have sex without love all the time, right? I do love you. That's why I broke the spell. Or I thought I did. You apparently did that on your own, but you know what I mean. Thank you. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. I'd never feel your arms around me again. Does that mean you're staying? Does that mean I'm not losing you? You said it. No spells. No coercion. Just you. You said it. Say it again. Mm-hmm.